KSRN News. I'm John Scott. Super Tuesday is underway. Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders says she proudly cast her vote for former President Donald Trump.
There's not a poll in the country that not only has him dominated on Super Tuesday, but also in November. This is a head-to-head matchup at this point between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, and he's the clear favorite, has all the momentum, and I feel really good about him winning again in November.
In North Carolina, Elizabeth Zacor, a registered independent voter, says she's for anyone but Trump.
I was actually a registered Democrat, and I switched it to that I could go either way just so I could vote for Nikki. Even though I'm a Democrat, I am so anti-Trump that I changed my party just so I could vote for Nikki.
SRN News will provide special reports throughout the evening, and live wall-to-wall election coverage and analysis begins at 5 p.m. Eastern at salemnewschannel.com. Also at srnnews.com, the Smokehouse Creek Fire in the Texas Panhandle, the largest in state history, has now burned more than 1 million acres. The panhandle is cattle country, and the fire has devastated the industry. And consumers may feel the effects. Thousands of head of cattle have been lost. The Justice Department has asked the U.S. Supreme Court to halt a new Texas law that allows police to arrest migrants who enter the country illegally.
Under the Texas law, state officers can arrest people suspected of entering the country illegally. Once in custody, people arrested can agree to a Texas judge's order to leave the country or be prosecuted on a misdemeanor charge. Migrants who do not leave after being ordered to do so could be arrested again and charged with a more serious felony. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. The expansion of private education vouchers is leading to more students at some religious schools.
Nine states expanded school voucher programs last year, allowing the use of taxpayer dollars to pay for private school tuition. So many families have signed up for those reimbursements that some states are already exceeding their budgets, and religious schools are seeing increased interest. According to the Association of Christian Schools International, nearly 80% of private school families chose religious ones. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
More Americans consider Donald Trump a stronger supporter of Israel than President Biden. A Rasmussen National Survey found 40% of likely voters believe Trump is a better friend to Israel, while 27% think Biden is stronger. 21% say both men's support of Israel are about the same. During the current war, the Biden administration has firmly backed Israel's right to defend itself. This is SRN News. President Biden's administration putting a cap on late fees for credit cards.
New regulations by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau would set the limit at an $8 late fee for most credit cards, or banks would be required to show why they should charge more. The new rule would bring the average credit card late fee down from $32. The Bureau estimates that banks bring in about $14 billion in credit card late fees each year.
Donna Warder reporting. Doctors and nurses at a premier Chicago Children's Hospital can again gain access to patients' electronic medical records. More than a month after a cyber attack forced Lurie Children's Hospital to take its networks offline. The breach discovered January 31st, the situation had all the hallmarks of a ransomware attack, although hospital officials have not confirmed or denied the cause. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.